I have been to the mountain, and it was not there. This is not poetry, but the reality I confronted a week ago in eastern Kentucky. The Appalachian Mountains are being laid to waste in an operation called mountaintop removal. More accurately, it is the mountaintop, middle, bottom, and valley that is destroyed in the process of extracting the 3-foot seam of coal that fuel America's energy needs. Only a poet could do justice to the phenomenon of the missing mountain. It is a hard thing to get my mind around, much less my soul. I lack the skill to convey my horror. Thousands of years ago, a Hebrew poet penned the 148th Psalm, and I quote, "Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and hills," end quote. How many of those things which glorify our Creator and give beauty to our world will be laid to waste in an effort to fulfill our wants? The answer is in our hands every time we turn on a clothes dryer, television, or lamp. Moses received the Ten Commandments on a mountain, and Jesus preached his greatest sermon on one. He said that if we had the faith, we could move mountains. Now I pray that the same power can preserve the mountains. Lastly, seeing mountains removed and valley streams buried brings into vivid reality the childish notion that we can use non-renewable resources and then pay a fee to offset the result. Once a mountain is destroyed, it is gone, and no carbon indulgence paid can offset or mitigate the sin of its removal.